Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
I decided I'm having a new feature here on Leto's Law. Friday, the noon video, is going to be a recap of comments, complaints, and other topics that have arisen in the week preceding that Friday. I get a lot of comments on videos, and occasionally I get a bunch of the same sort on a certain video, or a common theme will pop up. Sometimes it'll be in the comments below, sometimes it'll be an email, sometimes it'll be late night phone calls. And so I just started a list on my desk of just things that popped up that I thought were interesting in the past week. And I'm going to whip it out Friday at noon, and this will be the video. And I'm not going to call it a top 10 list or anything, because it won't always be 10. But it'll be the things that popped up, and usually things too short to make an entire video about, but things I'd want to tell you. So for instance, to let you know, the $5 bill here is from Canada and was sent to me by a guy named David. And Canadian money is interesting because it's got plastic. You can see through it. I'm not sure it's actual plastic or what you call that, cellophane or what that is. But $5 bills are cool. But this one has the International Space Station on the back. It does not have the belted kingfisher, which is the five I was hoping it was when I got it. But can't have everything. But David did write to me and say, Steve, in the video you did about good help being hard to find, and this is a while ago, but I got the letter this week. He says, there's a hotel clerk kid checking you in and cracking lawyer jokes. I think you're taking yourself a bit too seriously. Now, I mentioned in a video, 5.298, that I checked into a hotel, and the clerk asked me what I did for a living. I said, I'm a lawyer. He starts cracking lawyer jokes, and it was a young kid, and I didn't say anything to him. But later on, I did a video and I mentioned the fact that you don't crack jokes about killing the person you're talking to, because the person you're talking to might not think that's funny. And David thinks I'm taking myself too seriously when I get offended that someone might suggest killing me is a good thing. Now, I don't know what David does for a living, but I suspect if I met him face to face and said, you know, it'd be really funny is if someone killed you, you might not think that's funny. But if you think I'm taking myself too seriously and you'd laugh at that if someone suggested killing you, then I guess we're different people. But the $5 bill apparently is, he says, if you can explain what seems to be your faith in polygraph machines. Doesn't mention which video he's talking about, but in one video I talked about why most people are wrong about the admissibility of polygraph machines and why they're not admissible. And I never said I had a great faith in them. But he sent me $5 for some odd reason, so I don't know if you think I need to prove my faith in something else. Keep the money coming. Now, I did a video, actually two, about flat Earth, and I mentioned the fact that there's a guy named Mike who launched a steam-powered rocket, and it did not go well, and he died in the process. And several people say, Steve, he was not a flat earther, so stop saying that. You're wrong. Well, Mike did put on the side of his rockets, more than one, flat Earth. So if you design the instrumentality of your own demise, be careful what you put on the side, because it will go down as being a de facto tombstone. And so he will be forever known as the flat Earth rocket guy. And if he didn't want us to say that, he shouldn't have put flat Earth on the side of his rocket. But I get your point. He may have been bilking a community of gullible people into paying money to help him build a rocket. But I don't know which of those I'd want to know, be known for after I pass away. Several people told me that, of course, the flat Earth is proven by the Antarctic Treaty. So I did a video on the Antarctic Treaty. And unfortunately, doing two videos about the flat Earth, even if tangentially, got a lot of people saying, Steve, don't go down that rabbit hole. I'm not going to. Though that's it. I'm done, except for this brief mention here. But I had people throwing all kinds of weird stuff at me. One guy I mentioned earlier called my office 7 times at 2 o'clock in the morning to say that I'm going to get inundated with phone calls. And I've been inundated with phone calls by exactly 2 people, him calling me 7 times, and another guy called me 7 times last night. Something about the number 7. They call and leave 7 messages. And there might be something biblical there. I don't know. But the funny thing is that in their messages, they always say, you don't know what you're talking about. Go watch this video, or go. And they never explain the basis of their belief. They just simply say, oh, this guy can tell you why you're wrong, or that guy can tell you why you're wrong. Can't you tell me why I'm wrong? That'd be a better conversation. And I had several people point to wacky things besides the treaty from Antarctica. And several people said, Steve, all you got to do is go look at Wernher von Braun's grave. On his grave, he put something that indicates he believes in the flat Earth. Now, I'm curious about that because I've written books, and in one of my books is actually a photograph in the center that contains a photograph of Wernher von Braun. And I know about him, of course. He was a German scientist, built rockets in World War II, And then, of course, we picked him up from Project Paperclip, which several people told me to study, which I already know about, so I don't need to study it. And he helped us with our NASA program. And when he passed away in 1977, I believe, his gravestone does have a Bible verse on it, Psalm 19:1, which in the King James Version, the KJV, reads, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament sheweth his handiwork." Period. No mention of the earth's flatness, roundness, or otherwise. Simply mentions that God made it. I did a story about military vehicles and about how Michigan is trying to pass a law, or might pass a law, to allow people to plate former military vehicles as historic or antique vehicles. And most people understood that I'm for this because I used to own an M35, which is a deuce and a half army truck like this, but mine didn't have the machine gun on the top. And most people got that I was in favor of this. I had one or two people who got violently argumentative saying, "Steve, what have you got against military vehicles?" Including a guy who sent me several emails just filled with vitriol, insults and stuff about how I don't know what I'm talking about. And one of the things that I've said in my video, I was joking and I said, you know, if you ask a politician why they don't want military vehicles in the road, they're going to say, well, military vehicles don't have things in them like civilian cars have got, like, you know, side curtain airbags and infotainment sensors. And I'm joking. I'm clearly joking. And I had a guy actually send me an email, Steve. He goes, "Steve," he goes, "H1s," which is the military Hummer, he goes, "they don't have side curtain airbags. What are you talking about? You don't know what you're talking about. You must not know anything." I've driven an H1. I've sat in an H1. I've sat in both military and civilian. I know they don't have side curtain. I never said they did. I also know they don't have infotainment centers, although the civilian H1 I drove did have a multi-disc CD changer back when CDs were a thing. But I was joking about the differences between civilian vehicles and military vehicles. But the weird part is that I had several people, including one guy, bombarding me with emails to where I blocked them. But I do go through my garbage before I empty it. And I saw a whole stack of emails in there. I'm like, oh, poor guy. And then he started calling my office. But I've got caller ID, so I saw the caller ID pop up and I knew it was him. And after he called my office about 10 times, I dug one of his emails out of the garbage and I said, "Stop calling me. Stop emailing me. I blocked your email. Just stop. Just stop." But I'm in favor of the legislation. And I was poking fun at the politicians because they don't know what they're talking about. One guy did say, though, he goes, "Hey, Steve, by the way, that machine gun on the roof of the M35, that's the infotainment center." And that had me laughing so hard, I wrote the man's name down as John. Thank you, John. I always enjoy a good joke. When I was talking about Tesla a while back, I did a video about how Tesla disabled a feature on someone's car remotely, and then afterwards they re-enabled it. And I jokingly, in the title, put Tesla disables, then re-ables a feature. And in the description of the video, I put Tesla disabled a vehicle and then re-enabled it. And I did it correctly in the description. But the title was a joke. Re-able. I know it's not a real word. I thought disable, re-able. I'm joking. And in the description, it's clear I said that. I had about a dozen people go, "Re-able?" Including I had a guy who emailed me a simple email that all it said was, "Re-able?" Question mark. So I wrote him back and wrote, "Yes." And he wrote back and he goes, "Seriously?" And I wrote back, I think I said jokingly. And if you simply read the entire context of what's on your screen, it says Tesla disables then re-ables. Description, they re-enabled something. It's obvious I know. I did a video about the woman who claims that she hit a jackpot on a slot machine and the screen said she won $8 million, and the screen went wonky, and the casino won't pay her, at least as of right now. And in that video, I mentioned that if a casino catches you counting cards at blackjack, they're going to come up to you and say, "You're counting cards, we're going to haul you out of here," and they kick you out. And I said that in my scenario I'm describing, I'll go, they're going to say, "Yeah, you're cheating, we're throwing you out." And I had about a dozen people say, "Steve, you don't know what you're talking about. They will not use the word cheater." And I said, well, will they throw you out? Oh, yeah, of course they will. Will they ban you from the casino? Yes, they will. Will they tell you why they're kicking you out? Yes. But they won't use the word cheater. No. I go, what will they tell you? They go, they'll tell you your card counting. I go, so they're going to walk up to you and say, your card counting, come with us, throw you out of the casino, and go, never come back, you'll be arrested and trespassed out of here. Yes. And I got the story wrong. How? Because I said that the person in my scenario might say you're cheating. And I had more than one person go, yes, they will not use the word cheater. And I said, so I'm just curious, why would it matter? With it? They could just go bleep, bloop, bloop, and haul you out. The effect is the same. And I had two people say, Steve, if they called you a cheater, you'd own the casino. It's like, yeah, all the people who own the Walmarts who've asked to see their receipts. Why? And I said, that doesn't make any sense. And somebody goes, I actually had somebody say, well, it's the law. There's a law in Las Vegas. It's against the law. And the guy said specifically, and I wrote it down, they must notify you twice. Then they can throw you out the third time they catch you counting cards. The third time. And I said, can you get me a citation for that? And the guy told me, he goes, the same statute says it's illegal to call you a cheater. And I said, let me ask you a question. What if they called you a scammer? Oh, they can't call you that either. Could they call you a ripoff artist? No. So there's a list of words they can't call you. Where is that list found? Funny thing is that when I ask for specifics like that, people go quiet. But I had, I'm guessing, 5 or 6 people tell me specifically I was wrong because they will not call you a cheater. They will grab you. They will haul you out. They'll throw you out so you never come back again. And they'll have you arrested if you do come back. But they won't use the C word. I mentioned in a video not too long back, 2 videos, that you can now order T-shirts to say Leto's Law on them. And I said, I'm only going to mention it twice. I'm not going to talk about it again because I don't want to come on here and look like I'm shilling for shirts. And I've had several people now tell me, Steve, the shirts are too expensive. And Steve, I don't want T-shirts. Shut up. To which I said, I'm only going to say it twice. Well, you made me say it a third time. But the point is, if you don't want one, don't buy one. I'm not talking about it again. So there you go. So those are the primary complaints I've gotten in the last week. If people have enjoyed this, please let me know. If not, I'll stop doing it. But like I said, when I get a whole bunch of comments in a particular vein, I know I've hit somebody in a sensitive spot somewhere. I can never anticipate these things. And to me, that's what's interesting. The idea that 2 people called at the middle of the night and left 7 messages each saying, Steve, you're going to be flooded with phone calls. 2 people. 7 calls each. That is 14 phone calls. I found it entertaining. I hope you did too. Questions, comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. If you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change.